Okay, hello, Audible. I will try and make this my last one. Can't promise it, though, because you know me. How did I start running? Okay, let me start with how did I start exercising. Obviously, as I mentioned before, I basically had to do a bit of something before the operation to show the people that I was willing to change my lifestyle. So I joined the gym back then. Sorry about this. And I started going quite regularly, actually. You're not allowed to exercise directly after surgery, obviously, because your insides need time to heal. You're allowed to walk, but you're not allowed to do strenuous exercise until like 5-6 weeks after surgery, which is what I've done. I went back to the gym at that point. I went swimming, basically, was my main first exercise. And I would do 30, 40, up to 60, 80 lengths of our pool in our gym. I then cancelled that gym as it was quite expensive, and I went to the college gym as I was a student. And I just started generally working out, really. I started using the bike, I started using the rower, and I started walking on the treadmill, and eventually I started doing, like, adding some running intervals into my walking on the treadmill. They were only like 30 seconds at the beginning, but then I stretched them until I was able to do one song. Basically, I did it with my, because I didn't have a good timer at the time, I just used my songs on my iPhone. So I would try to last half a song. I would then try to last a whole song. I would then try to take it to 2 songs, and 3 and 4. And when I was able to run about 15, 20 minutes without stopping, I kind of started to enjoy running. At the same time, I was on this weight loss surgery forum, which I gave you the link to yesterday. And there was a lady who said she went to a running group in a small town called Churchdown, which is, I think, a little kind of, just like a little town between Cheltenham and Gloucester. And I thought, well, if this little town has a running club, I wonder if Cheltenham does. So I basically looked up Cheltenham Ladies Running Club on Google, and I found the club that I'm going to now. That was before Christmas. I then emailed the lady who's leading the club. She gave me a phone number, but I didn't manage to call her back until January, as I spent Christmas at my parents'. But certainly in January I called her. She was very happy. I mean, I was concerned, of course, because I was visually impaired, obviously. So I said, well, look, I really want to do the running, but obviously I'm visually impaired. Are you willing to give it a go? She was more than willing. And in fact, it turned out that she was a coach that coaches other coaches to bring out the best in their disabled athletes. So I was in good hands there. And she said, though, she didn't have a disabled athlete, so she was more than happy to give it a go. So on the 13th of January this year, we did a test run. We did about 1.6 miles, which took me about 28 minutes at the time. And we just ran, and she said, I can walk if I have to, but I didn't. I didn't need to, because we did like a very nice, gentle jog, and she was quite pleased with me. So what happened then was that I was supposed to do the beginner's course, but I had managed to run half an hour on the treadmill the week after the trial run. So she goes, oh no, we can't put you in beginners, you're already too good. So she made me go to the Amber group, which is the middle group. And I then ran 4 miles. The first time I actually ran out with them. That's about 6.4 kilometres, by the way. Yeah. Certainly, pretty good. And I've loved it ever since. I've done a 5K run in March. A race. I have the medal to prove it. I've done a few virtual races, which means you can just race anywhere, even on the treadmill, and just submit your time, and you get a medal for it. Some people on Twitter are offering that, and the money that you pay is minimal, but it often goes to charities. So I've done 2 of those, and then I've done a 10K race in May, which was the Bristol 10K, which was really good actually. So that's been what I've been running really. And now I'm training for the half marathon. So it's really good. It's from, as I mentioned in the interview, from you know, somebody who couldn't walk 2-3 minutes without being in pain, to somebody who now is training for a half marathon. In fact, this morning I ran 9.2 miles or 14.6k or 14.7k. That to me is quite amazing. Again, I would have not been able to do that in the past. And now I'm preparing to go to the gym for an exercise class. So there you go, that's basically it. I hope you've enjoyed my little boo. Joining a gym, just one more quick thing before I go. Joining a gym as a blind person is, you need to find the right gym for you. Because obviously they need to be able to cater for you. Now, the trouble, I suppose, is that most gyms have their machines are touchscreen as opposed to buttons, which makes it, of course, really hard for blind people to use those machines. So I will try and learn what is on a touchscreen. But if I can't, it just means standing there waving your arms around on the treadmill, waiting for someone to adjust your settings, which is not ideal, of course, but there you go. But they're mainly friendly, and they're normally very helpful and do what they can with you. Alright, well, this is it for now. I hope you've enjoyed my little ramblings. And if you have any questions about running, or there are guide running workshops now, so there's more people interested in guide running now, interestingly. So if you're interested in running, certainly in Gloucestershire, we're thinking of doing a taster session along the Honeybourne line, which is like almost like a little former railway line, just like a very long straight path. And we're thinking of doing a run-walk taster session for people who are interested with guides. So if you're interested and you are living in or close to Gloucestershire, do give me a shout and I'll be happy to get in touch with my coach, who's thinking of doing it with me. All right, well, that'll be it for now. I'm going to go to the gym because I might be already quite late, and I will talk to you all soon.